As we educate children in learning, different learning settings in schools and so forth, they might have questions and concerns. So how do we address those? Again, remember, each student could potentially come from a different environment with different values, different beliefs, different behaviors. So again, you're going to answer questions directly. When children ask questions related to prejudice or group differences, be sure to answer directly rather than sidestep the question or change the topic. Otherwise, children may infer that they should not ask about these issues and there's something shameful to avoid. Instead, reinforce their natural curiosity and explain the distinction between noticing social differences and being prejudiced, because there's clear differences there. Acknowledge differences in positive way. Don't minimize or pretend not to see differences in race, religion, disabilities, and other attributes. Acknowledging obvious differences is not the problem, but placing a negative value judgment on them is. For example, colorblindness is vitally important when it comes to educational opportunities, but colorblindness does not mean ignoring an attribute that student may see as important to their identity. So again, just be mindful of those different things. Again, because remember, the child might identify those differences in a negative way because that's what they learned, that's what's being modeled at home and in their environment or in their circle. So again, these are the things that, again, it's a learning process for them, and then you would need to make sure that you acknowledge those things and then teach them the positive way of viewing those differences.